Essay 18, open letter to the Prime Minister of 28th of December 2010. Dear Mr. Cameron, I am resending my letter below with updates and urge your personal attention, and also urge that your staff or yourself take the time to read the AIAS.us site, where major flaws in the theory behind CERN are revealed in great detail. The way in which this site has received overwhelming worldwide attention and acceptance indicates that the physicists who advocate continuation of CERN funding are in a tiny minority. There is an overwhelming rejection of the obsolete 20th century physics known as the Standard Model. I was appointed by one of your predecessors, Tony Blair, on behalf of the head of state, so my views are worthy of your personal attention. The letter below was just forwarded by one of your staff to a ministry, which forwarded it to CERN advisors themselves. We were then told to be excited about their work. This process treats government as if it does not exist. The CERN people advised continuation of self-funding. They are wasting billions at a time when your government's cuts are causing unnecessary hardship across the countries of Britain and threatening a recession and hardship. You have ignored expert advice in that area too, from a Nobel laureate in economics. You have caused great resentment amongst staff and students in the area of higher education by unrealistic increases in fees. The next Bevanite socialist Labour government will have to undo the damage of this essentially unelected minority government, which has so cynically broken its election promises in record time. It certainly has no right to govern in Wales or Scotland. Both countries will be much better off as socialist republics. Since I wrote to your office last, UFT 158-166 on AIAS.us have revealed wild self-inconsistencies in the basics of the Planck-Einstein theory, so the old physics has collapsed into the sand dunes upon which it was built, to be replaced by a variant of ECE theory called R-theory. It has been shown by many scientists many times that the UN sector symmetry used at CERN is wholly incorrect, and in UFT 122 onwards we have shown this definitively using clear symmetry arguments. So talk of going beyond the Standard Model is futile nonsense, like patching a sinking ship with a cabbage leaf. The Einsteinian theory of gravitation is riddled with errors, and again our work in this area has received overwhelming international acceptance and also acceptance from many governments, notably the US government, and I am a US dual citizen. The US government and military facilities read the site regularly because of the strategic importance of ECE theory in new energy and counter-gravitation. Sectors of your own government read the site regularly. One is never a prophet in one's own backyard, but if science funding goes on in this way, the energy crisis will deepen and worsen. All the funding needed for research into that area will have been wasted on incorrect ideas. Not only incorrect, but wildly so. In contrast, by monitoring site feedback activity daily for nearly 14 years, the overwhelming impact of ECE theory has become blazingly obvious. We have the ability now to replace wind turbines, which in my opinion should be demolished as soon as possible, and the demolition carried out at the expense of those who wasted government subsidies to devastate our countryside. And gywir iawn, Myron Evans, Professor Myron Wynne Evans, HM Civil Risk.